This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And lo and behold, I am on the prowl at Nordy's. Seasons are changing. I need my fall fits. Time to creep on some new vegan belts at Nordy's. And so I'm fingering these belts, gently sort of fingering every little, the brass, the woven section, the holes.
Now, usually the holes aren't big enough for that.
So I guess I should explain. I'm not finger blasting them. Sorry, I should.
Yeah, I guess I should have said what I wasn't for doing. Me.
I'm just gently, I guess it's like I'm tonguing them with my fingers. Does that make sense?
Tonguing them with your fingers.
With my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Well, I guess, okay. So, you know, so that is fingering.
Yeah. But just
obviously
like,
it's a different stage. It's more like, and I, you know, and we don't have to spend the whole show on this. Obviously we've got a great guest and we have some cool ideas we want to talk about, but you're talking more about the sort of like flicking the bean stage.
I guess let me be like very specific about what the motion is. What
you're
I do
double
is
double clicking the mouse.
I put my thumb and index finger on either side of the belt, and then I think about money, and I think about how much money these vegan belts are going to make me just from when I walk in the room, how much money people are going to throw at me with the weave on these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about you, when I see a belt, think about a belt, first thing that comes to mind, my old man.
And isn't that the way? And it's these, the impact that your old man has on you.
Mm-hmm. My old man.
And the ways they come back to you. Your old, and we'll talk about it. Talk about it. Because
I said one step out of line. And my old man, belt comes off, and he gets behind me, starts garroting me with his belt. And not like he's whispering, he's like, I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, I know he's not going to. And he's
Which
in complete
nice.
Control.
Yeah.
Yes, but he is garroting me. And he's like, go to sleep, go to sleep. And then I just like fade out, wake up at night. That's the mm-hmm. tough thing. It's like now my schedule's completely off.
No, yeah, because you got this great restful sleep.
Yes.
And now you're awake in the middle of the night.
I'm like, oh, great.
My old man, I've told this story before, and we will get to we have a really exciting guest, but my old man, you know, when I cut out a line, first thing that happened, man, he'd walk over to my drawer and throw out one of my belts.
Oh, no.
He'd say, Was this your new belt? Mm-hmm. This is the one you were excited about? The one you bought with all your stickers? I used to get a sticker if I did something good.
Mm-hmm.
If I did something bad, you'd lose a sticker. So like, being nice to my sister, that's a sticker. You know what I mean? Use the potty, sticker, mm-hmm. right? But yelling at bedtime,
mm-hmm.
lose a sticker. So anyway, you know, it would cost me 200, 300 stickers to get a nice vegan belt.
Yeah.
And then just one false move and into the trash it would go. And then once it's in the trash, it's ruined because the quality
I know,
of vegan
you fish
belts,
it out
they
later.
Melt.
I know, and it
they
stinks.
Melt.
Yes, that's right.
They melt. It's a vegan mm-hmm. melt. The show is Hollywood Handbook. It's in its area, King Bun Dropping Names, and we're covered line by calling this interview called Showbiz. We always share part of our childhood at the top of the show. Today was no different. But now it's time to look more towards the future. We're not gazing into the past. We have this guest. A big, healthy, a big, loud, full-throated what up to Durs, Anders Holm. You've seen him inventing Anna. This is Important Pod. I could go on and on. He's working with Muppets now. He's doing all kinds of, he's a polymath. And people are saying, well, we see him on camera, but we remember that he was obviously one of the minds behind Game Over Man, behind Workaholics, these things that we've loved. Where is the next big creative venture that he will be behind the scenes on, that he will be, you know, crafting the content? And I think we're here to announce it today. It is a new podcast, but it is more than that. It is like a new multimedia experience. And Durs, just talk a little bit about how excited you are to be involved with this platform, this channel, and Hayes and I am producing again.
Well, let me just begin by telling you guys how thrilled I am to be here. I watch, I listen. This is, you know, you guys are two other guys in the game that I respect. I don't know if I respect anybody as much as you two.
Awesome. Thank you so much, dude.
That being said,
dude, nice.
I'm here to help. You know, I'm here to bring what I bring to the table.
Okay.
I think you guys know what that value add is. I think the people listening are going to find out.
Collabo.
Collabo. This is so meaningful to me that, you know, I had been saying to Sean for a long time that it would probably be good. Sean's been like working on some stuff that, like, to me was not necessarily like in the pocket for him creatively. Like,
how do you make an omelet? How do you make an omelet? You break some eggs.
Right.
I hear what you're saying, Hayes. Like, no, not every, you know, swing is a home run. But I think this.
That's interesting. I've never heard that.
Yes. The influence of Dirt, like, as you said, like, I respect the shit out of you, man. And like, what you're doing is sick. And then like what we're doing. And I think about it like, look, I was a huge fan already of John Varvatos. And I loved Converse. So neither of them needed help.
Right.
But when John Varvatos started to make Converse, I went, I couldn't even have guessed that I needed this, but these two powerhouse brands together made me go like, these are shoes.
Right. Which, I mean, amazing segue. I'm just going to piggyback on that, which brings me.
Hop on.
I'm going to. I appreciate that. The two hottest words in pop culture and fashion right now are, say it with me, Harry Styles.
Wow.
And so the pod is Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
We're basically
so
this is
a podcast.
Yes.
Sean hasn't even told me the platform. Okay.
Well, no.
That's great. We got all the stuff already, all the equipment. That makes sense.
Cost wise, we start with the podcast. It's just
out. It's gonna get picked up.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, it turns into the book, which turns into the movie, which turns into the miniseries, which turns into the lifestyle brand at Target, etc. But Harry's Styles, it's the deep dive that we need right now about what this icon is wearing and why.
Experiment for you, Hayes. Open the open internet.
Okay.
Second. Open internet. Watching people do this is like my favorite part of it.
Warning, your computer might melt. I'm just going to say that.
For me, it's always open. I've always got the internet on.
Yeah. No,
Are you Firefox? 7. Firefox, Chrome? What are we?
I'm a navigator guy. Like, I'm still navigating. Like,
yes,
that,
yes.
To me,
I'm exploring.
Like, yes. Right.
It's like kind of like vinyl. It's just
yes,
like
exactly.
The pops and the crackles.
Pops and crackles, exactly. Yes, mm-hmm. And it does. They're like visual and auditory popping and crackling.
It cracks and it yes. breaks. Mm-hmm. So when you open internet, what do you see?
Okay. Just going to like, let me go to
probably Harry Styles.
Every yeah. single like almost every single page, like not is, all of them, but like yeah. some definitely are about Harry Styles and yeah.
Harry
are,
Styles is on the page. So
yeah.
what if there was something everywhere on internet mm-hmm. and then you find out, oh, there's a podcast mm-hmm. and it's what's on internet.
Mm-hmm. That to me is awesome. I mean,
might
it's
a little
like,
bit of money.
It's much more in tune with what's going on culturally than some of the other stuff that you've right. been bringing to the show in the past. No issues with like needing his cooperation or anything like that. Like that's the first question that comes to mind. Like, do you need Harry to be involved?
No. Are you familiar with parody law? We're covered by parody law.
We're spelling his name.
Well, it's Harry's Styles. That could be anybody. But here's and I know we're talking about the internet.
Anyone, by the way, we don't even have to.
Okay, so
it seems
like the name is spelled the same.
We'll spell it the same just so people can find it.
But here's the deal. Here's the best part. When you're searching Harry Styles, let's say you accidentally type an S after Harry, and you type in Harry's Styles
because you're right by the S for
guess
his last
who's
going
to be at the top. Guess who's at the top of that search every
of
time?
Internet.
Okay,
we've been just wringing this idea out, you know, from every angle.
Yeah. We've been freaking out. Durs and I were freaking each other out because the idea was so strong.
Yeah,
that it was almost like we weren't even a part of it. Like we were like channeling this idea of like. Harry, because Harry has all these styles, and it's not, and we said clothing, but there's hairstyles, yes?
Oh, yeah.
There's shoes.
Jewelry.
There's also, like, we can talk about, through the styles, we can talk about different eras of his career, mm-hmm. his music. Mm-hmm.
Influences.
You know, how he started, influences, his film career, and all of this is, like, capturing all these different mm-hmm. slivers of the global audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, we're really having like an orgasmic podcast experience that is going to climax right here on the Patreon and effectively squirt money into all of our pockets.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is the whole dang idea of life, wow. right?
Like, isn't that like that's how life starts, right. and for us, it's how it's going to continue.
Squirting.
And you know,
everyone is a squirt. Like you are made of squirt. You know, like mm-hmm. whether you like to think about that or not.
Yeah,
we're all comprised of some level of squirting.
Yeah, and I love the idea of people who don't even know about Harry Styles, right?
Oh my God!
And
this is a whole,
this.
And they
okay.
know about, learning from here.
They know about me from Inventing Anna. You know, Emmy nominated. Although this is the week I will have to deal with being snubbed. But they'll know me.
Wait.
Globally, they'll know you guys locally, and with our powers combined,
mm-hmm.
get out of town. I mean,
wait. You say you're saying you are Emmy nominated.
The show is Emmy nominated.
Got it.
For whatever reason, politically, like, I don't know, like they...
Really crowded category for you this year.
You know, and... Yeah.
Really crowded category.
What did you go up for? Which category?
Best supporting in...
In a
limited series. And, you know, like, I know I didn't have
There's
any scenes with...
With,
Jules,
this
with Jules, mm-hmm. Julia Garner. But like, I just feel like the things I were doing, I was doing on my end, kind of like, you know, I, she
well,
was
the show doesn't
I don't
get
get
nominated,
it,
you know,
and that's,
yeah.
I mean,
everyone's
that's what
doing
you
their
need.
Job.
Yeah, exactly. And right. like what
and
you
so,
need on a show like
circles.
That for you is a guy that like doesn't have to play with the starters,
Thank
you know,
you.
Bench scorer, just a microwave.
Right. Okay. And by the way, I'm sorry, when we're watching House of Highlights on our phones that we're just glued mm-hmm. to 24/7, mm-hmm. are we watching Steph Curry, you know, hitting that bank shot from half court, or are we watching the celebratory guys with the towels on the side holding mm-hmm. each other back? Like, that's the kind of
that's the vibe I go for.
That's the energy. That's me on set. Vibe check.
Right before they call action, I throw a towel at somebody, because between takes, I'm just rallying the crew yeah. and they love it. You know, I'm like yeah. shouting,
spilling.
And it's yeah. not a problem on set. But yeah, it's anyway, we're bringing that energy to
podcast is going to be high energy.
Brand.
It's Harry Styles. You know, we've been describing it forever.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded like a pilot. Like, Durs and I were so amped. We were so sure that you were going to want to be a part of this, Hayes, and like
yeah.
produce it with us. We actually recorded like a pilot. Should we just give him a taste of like what it sounds like when we put it on its feet?
I mean, I personally am not a big fan of just giving stuff away, but hey, cat's out of the bag. Let's do it.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, that's great.
I'm just eager.
For something
I'm so
like
proud
this,
of
I don't
it.
Even really need to hear. Like, the idea alone, I think, is really, are you okay?
No. I'm so proud of it that, mm-hmm. that I, you know, I just want to share it. You know, you finish something, you're just like, yeah. who can I show this to that will really get it? And for me, Hayes,
we both
is
said
that
Hayes.
Guy.
We were like, yeah.
No, wow.
We did. Yeah.
That's great. And I'm glad that we can sort of put some of that earlier stuff, like, you know, we haven't always agreed on some of this guy. This idea
you don't
to
have
me,
to
well,
you don't have to I, like yes. one thing, you don't have to shit right. on something else. Like
right.
for
right.
me to nominate Inventing Anna and like that, I don't have to be like,
right.
You know, whatever. Succession's bad. Like, I think Succession's actually
right.
great.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I appreciate you like, coming it's back fun. To you with it's this fun. Because I think this could be very, very exciting for like for the Patreon and for mm-hmm. like other stuff that we have going right now.
See,
no, I think
it's Sean, I
help.
Told you he was going to say this is going to help all the other stuff we that you guys have
said,
going.
Durst said that
really?
To me, and he said,
well,
because you're just going to mention the other
this
stuff
is
and
like,
helping.
Big.
This, oh is why love, this is why I love. This is why
I owe you a Coke because yeah,
you
I
do.
Said
wow,
I don't think
bet,
he'll bring
that
up.
That for,
I know
that,
Hayes pretty
so
well.
Crazy.
I don't think he'll bring that up.
And what
know?
Happened?
But this yeah. is why I love sharing ideas with people. And you really should get that checked out. But sharing ideas with people. And Hayes, you and I were so similar, but we're so different. You're macro.
Yeah.
I'm micro.
Macro.
You see mm-hmm. things from 30,000 feet.
30 feet.
Yeah, yeah, right. You're on the mm-hmm. moon, pal.
Yes.
I'm down. Sand to me, boulders. You know, I'm in there.
Sand is boulders.
Yeah, I'm in the idiosyncrasies. The devil's in the details.
Durs
meanwhile,
goes
you,
ant mode. He yes. says, let me get ant mode on this real quick. And he yes. goes, trink, 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 trink. And
yes.
he ant-mans down.
Wow.
You know,
theoretically,
you know, yeah. mentally.
Yeah.
And he starts really dealing on a granular level.
It's how I'm wired.
With some of this content, and it's cool for me. And I, of course, am
medium.
Yes.
I sort of see things the way a person would.
Right, like a person on the street. You're like our everyman.
I'm ground. Mm-hmm. I'm boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hayes is yes. head in the clouds.
Right.
Durs is Ant-Man mode.
Yeah.
Well, Ant-Man can also be huge. I guess we're all.
But I would, and I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't
think
do that
of
to you.
Myself as Ant-Man too. Yeah. And Wasp.
By the way, three ant men.
Right?
Can you imagine?
Now, yeah, now we're really going to get Hulk's coat.
Oh, by the way, we say this, you know Marvel's going to do it now. You know it.
Of course. And they're
like,
oh,
it's
no,
out, it's
our,
in the zeitgeist.
No, that was
now.
Our
the whole colony.
Idea.
The
we
whole
were always
ant
gonna, hill. We were always going to do
Ant-Man colony.
Okay.
Ant-Man colony. No, that's the next podcast. Let's oh but God. Let's just play a little bit of this and we'll just let Hayes hear what we've got.
Okay, go.
Well, I guess I'm going to see what's on the old tube tonight.
Yeah, make sure you got batteries in that there remote, by which I mean the poker.
Yeah, and let me just click on, and that's sparking the flint and lighting up the Ooh. Twigs.
Well, as I recall, there was a bit of a cliffhanger last week on this favorite program of mine.
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch Coming Attractions, so it's all going to be a surprise to me. And, of course, we're watching cowboy TV, which is a fire.
And the TV is the fire, and the fire is our entertainment. And if I'm sitting down for some cowboy TV, I don't mind eating a little bit of popcorn, by which I mean, of course, marshmallows.
Yep, we didn't mean real popcorn, we mean marshmallows.
Yeah, cowboy TV, as always, is of course brought to you by marshmallows, the most delicious cowboy TV snack that you can heat up right on the poker, which is also a remote.
Funny how on a warm night, it's still comforting watching some cowboy TV.
Well, it's been hot, and it's awful hot right here by the cowboy TV, and if you don't mind, I might scooch back just a smidge.
Sometimes you gotta do that, because the action on cowboy TV, which again is a fire that we're watching, gets mighty hot.
Well, there's no commercials on cowboy TV. It's streaming, and I myself like to binge watch this particular program, which is the fire crackling and licking at the sky, like the devil's own fingers reaching up to grab the stars and bring them down to hand them to me, a simple cowboy.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, maybe I got a little too crazy out of that one. Let's simplify and just say, as a cowboy, I love to watch TV, the fire.
Okay. So, for Brett and Bing, you can come back. I can see. I'm playing, that your screens are still there.
No, I was playing you.
No, that wasn't a clip. I know it wasn't a clip.
I saw you recording.
I saw them live.
That was a clip.
It was not a clip. It was not a clip.
Nobody can play that live.
Number one, it wasn't a clip. Number two, it had nothing to do with, and Dirt, I mean, like, I don't know what your relationship is to this. I thought you were going to be in it in some way. I didn't hear
well,
you.
Well, he was. He was a huge part of it creatively.
He's Cowboy TV. This is Cowboy TV. Woo-hoo. It's the same show.
Dirt can do both, you know. He was acting on Workaholics, but he was a huge force.
The thing I was referring to that is not a show at all. And it completely, like, the subject is completely culturally irrelevant mm-hmm. to what's happening in America or anywhere else right now.
Can I just give me one second?
Because this is, like, this very jarring for me to be expecting a show about Harry Styles to hear Cowboy TV again.
Okay. Well, let me just, are you familiar with the term backdoor pilot? Okay.
Yes.
Sean and I clearly said.
How it connects
Sean
to
Sean and
what,
I clearly
I
said.
Saw, okay.
Can I talk? Sean and I clearly said Harry's Styles will be the seed to grow a larger framework, an entire brand,
a global
and
brand.
Obviously, we're going to get to this because this is solid gold.
You remember when I talked about John Varvatos, yes?
If you don't know what a backdoor pilot is, it's fine.
I don't know if he does.
Okay, so a backdoor pilot
is... Like he does,
sorry, yeah, Bang, I'm just still very surprised to be seeing you.
I am here recording other stuff. I got sent this link, and this is just a coincidence. I was just enjoying the show myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan, man.
Really interesting.
Bang, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And Brett, thank you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just rehearsing over here.
Yeah.
Recording other stuff. You're rehearsing with me, but you just did Cowboy TV. You all just did it together.
Well, what do you want them to do, Hayes? I'm sorry. What should they do, Hayes?
If they're not going to do
Cowboy TV, what are they supposed to do? Cowgirl TV?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't expecting anything related to that.
Cowboy Band. When you stop saying no and you start just opening yourself up to possibilities, it's like Ant-Man colony grows.
It just has nothing to do with the pitch that we talked for 15 minutes about a mm-hmm. show that was about Harry Styles.
And you were enjoying it the entire time.
Actor, musician.
All the time.
Yeah, I was. I felt super connected to it. I saw a huge amount of potential in it for like it, again, as you mentioned explicitly, it's something that everyone is interested in right now. And so is he always this yelling? I'm sorry.
I think he's like hung up on the whole like Marvel, like stealing the like Ant-Man idea.
Yeah, I don't think you got it.
Yeah,
well, I didn't. I promise you I didn't.
What are you picturing? Like maybe I can help.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want your input.
Well,
like,
so this
there
is like
a hybrid.
What I'm confused about is Durs was saying that this would eventually, what I'm hearing is what the show will eventually become. That
did you understand Get Out? Like, did you know what happened at the end, or did someone have to explain it?
I love Get Out. I thought it was,
and like, no one had to explain it.
I didn't even consider it a horror movie. I considered it like a documentary, basically.
Well, of course. Well, no, that's wrong.
But the thing that I'm hung up on, as Bang says, is that this show is not about Harry Styles. What you
see, but you're calling it a show. So I don't know why
literal,
you're even calling
like,
it a show.
Like, you're right. It's not a show.
It's more,
I totally agree with you.
So
it's
much
not
more
a show
than that.
At all. It's just two guys pretending to be cowboys, and they're pretending
movement.
That the fire
and I know I'm
is
a guest.
A TV.
I know I'm a guest, and I'm overstepping
well,
my boundaries
listen,
here.
Actually,
but
the fire—they're not pretending the fire is a TV.
They're
not pretending the fire.
So,
is a TV.
Yeah,
they aren't.
Oh my God.
Hey man, do I need to explain Fight Club now?
Oh my God.
Yeah, how many movies should we walk through with you?
Wait.
So in the Sixth Sense, he's fake.
Nightmare Alley? That's Bradley Cooper.
What? But they're saying that the poker is a remote.
Dr. Sleep? Right? He's not a real doctor. Okay.
Well, this is not something I guess I do want to figure that out eventually because I really thought that they were pretending. So what, the TV is
up
real?
In the air?
You know what I mean?
TV is
he doesn't have a backpack. He's saying like you have a backpack like that's like
right.
It's like
right.
He's not saying like you literally hold a backpack. He's going like picture the backpack.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss wedding DJs, the boys and engineer Jordan watch her new music video, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Anders at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Is there like an earlier iteration? Because like the idea that this is eventually going to become Cowboy TV, that to me is a stretch. I don't understand. Like the journey that a show about Harry Styles would take to become Cowboy TV, I would rather just hear the show about Harry Styles.
This is so crazy.
Keep it about Harry Styles.
This is cringe.
This is so cringe.
Wasn't your show Harry Styles?
Harry.
It was Harry's Styles. Harry's.
Now Ben's being cute. Ben's being cute.
That's what it's called. But it's about Harry Styles. You said it was about.
No, it's about Harry Styles. Styles.
It's Harry's. And it's the styles of Harry.
Right. But his.
And you were concerned about like a rights thing, which I think we've completely avoided any issues with.
This is like.
Oh, that's true.
You're trying to put it in a box, and guess what? Like that's so over. Like there's no more boxes. Okay, everything's fluid. Hello.
It's just what you. It's just what you. Told me
I mean that's
was.
What Harry Styles is about.
The box
like
fluidity
that I've put it in is just the description that was given to me by you before I heard it. You said that the show was about Harry Styles.
No.
You're saying you didn't say that? It gets there?
We can run the tape, but obviously like it's open to interpretation. Everything is interpretive.
So
listen,
does
I'm
this
just here
show
for rehearsal? I didn't think we were gonna like.
Yeah, no, I mean, bang, and bang, you don't.
But what's
have
your
to...
take? What's your take, Ben? Though we need you're here. You're
yeah,
here
like,
now.
What are you feeling when you hear this?
I mean,
like, is this exciting to you?
Yeah, I was. I was vibing and feeling it, and just kind of into the whole energy. What Anders said before about like a lot of guys with towels and stuff. For a second there, I felt like I had a towel and like.
I felt like Hayes and I hate and he's not gonna like this. I feel like Hayes took all our towels and kind of threw them in the Cowboy TV.
Right. You blew the whistle. So you were mean ref saying, "Hey, yeah. like back up, stay off the court." And we're like,
so
"What court? You're putting the lines. We're back to the box. The lines of the court." We're on the court. We're off the court.
It's like somebody squirting like crazy.
To me, are yes or no questions. This would help me a lot.
The fluidity.
And we talked about like
squirting the fluidity. You're showing up with kitty litter.
Thank you.
And just like throwing it on tarps.
I would like to just ask a couple of questions.
Great.
Is the show ever at the beginning, at the end, whatever? Is it ever about Harry Styles?
You can. you can absolutely, if you are a Harry Styles fan, I think, and if you actually let us continue with the clip that we were playing, you would find that there are Easter eggs. There's content
Easter
for you.
Eggs.
You can find your way to it.
Or absolutely. Whatever denominator.
Easter eggs or Easter eggs.
We don't really
like,
say Easter eggs anymore, but.
Yeah.
Because. Holiday, for obvious reasons.
Easter Sunday. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds, I mean, to me, it sounds, that doesn't really answer my question. No, in a
well,
way that's comfortable for me.
But
I do have another one, which is Durs in the show
absolutely,
at all?
Absolutely.
He
is. You feel his fingerprints everywhere.
I'm up here, baby.
He's, oh, yes.
I thought
he's the marionetteteer.
I'm pulling all the strings.
Now he's above.
Call me Bob Baker, baby.
He's the marionetteteer. And he's,
he's the marionetteteer.
And he's plunking the strings.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that,
not these ones. Like I'm plunking these ones, but he's
okay.
Right.
I wish we were
this
recording that.
Guy, yeah.
Did you get that, Kevin?
Were we rolling on that?
No,
were we
sorry.
On that could be part of Harry Styles.
Oh my god.
Oh, well, let's get it next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Roll. Keep Brett live because he's been actually doing some good stuff. Why don't we just play the clip through so you can hear what I'm talking about? Because I think actually, Hayes, if you had let us do it. I think you would have heard that,
I let it play out to completion. Brett stopped playing music. You stopped talking.
That's intermission.
It's called a rest. It's called a rest.
Right. Yeah. My hands hurt.
That would have, which by the way, Harry takes those. You would
it's a
have,
musical thing,
he's
right?
well known Brett. For those. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a hard worker, but he also needs to relax. Mm-hmm. So you would have heard a lot of the answers to your questions. So why don't we just.
So you're going to go continuously from where you stopped is what
two
you're
ears,
saying.
One mouth. 2 ears, one mouth.
Mm. What do you mean? What does that mean?
I think. Can I help out a little bit?
Thank you.
There's you got 2 ears and 1 mouth, so it's a lot. Like, do the math.
Okay. Can I just a couple questions before we go back into this? You were saying it's a clip. I assume you're all just gonna.
Hey, you got your browser open still? Go to calculator.com.
I always have it open. Like I said, I always have the internet on.
2 ears, 1 mouth. Which ones? What? Like, type those numbers in there.
Okay, so you're saying you want me to be quiet.
See which one's more.
While you do this thing that is not a clip. It's just going to be all of you.
Let's roll the clip.
I assume doing Cowboy TV, but you say that this is about Harry Styles and that Durs is actually going to be in it.
This is
Durs is
so
Durs
typical.
Is in it. Yeah. Durs is in it.
Hey, 100% man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You, Durs I trust it. More. For some reason, I trust Bang more because at least he didn't lie to me at the beginning. Like,
yeah.
That actually does mean something to me. So great. Let's hear it.
We didn't. This is. Okay, go.
Ooh, I'm hungry for a little snack.
Well, if you're hungry for a snack, don't worry, darling. I brought us an extra can of beans.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when I'm watching Cowboy TV, I pretend they're milk duds, but they're really beans.
They're beans, but I reach in and I pop them in my mouth just like an old... melty milk dude, and I'll tell you, these particular milk duds only go in one direction, from my mouth straight out my anus.
Yeah, they tend to do that, don't they?
No, well, it's a part of life, isn't it? And that's why I love the realism of the documentary we're watching right now on Cowboy TV.
Yeah,
The Fire.
You can affect the documentary too. By putting your cheeks right up close to it after having a couple beans and adding a little gas, if you know what I mean.
It's like the goddamn Legend of Bandersnatch up in this piece on the Cowboy TV. I'm doing
funny how your mind just starts wandering a little bit when you see them embers twinkling in the sky. Flying off the Cowboy TV.
Don't I know it. Hey, can I offer you a sip of this here Cowboy TV juice? It's just water with a splash of watermelon sugar.
Yeah, well, you need a little sugar water in this here hot climate. Get that water in your system.
It is hot, isn't it?
Damn.
Boy, it's so hot, I might scooch back another little tiny bit from the Cowboy TV, which is, of course, the fire.
Yes.
Okay, so it definitely did feel... I didn't want to interrupt. I mean, I guess we'll get to the... Durs was not in it at all.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
You fucking insane?
What do you think? Who do you think?
Are you fucking
what were you doing? I guess, like, I would love to learn if there was...
My squirt was everywhere on that.
Yeah.
You squirted.
Like a fire hose.
He blasted that thing out, man. That was... that segment in particular of the clip was...
Yeah, I was dripping in that. It wasn't a clip. It wasn't a clip. And you did... I will say, you came through with more or less what you promised, and that there were holiday eggs that I mean, like, not really hidden in any way. Very obvious. You
there mentioned. There may have been some you didn't notice. Like,
okay, here are the ones, here are the ones that I noticed.
When you go on a holiday egg hunt, some you see right away, yes, right. And there's you some said, that you may never find.
Yeah. You said, "Don't worry, darling," which is the movie that is coming out soon that he's in. That one was like at least like fit in sort of comfortably with like the way a cowboy talks. You said One Direction in the context of the milk duds that you're eating that are actually beans.
Beans
only
yes,
go in
that.
One direction through your body from your mouth to your anus. That to me was a little bit of a long walk to get to the idea of things moving in, or just the phrase one.
Do you
direction.
Need them to spoon
not
feed
that
it
long,
to you?
Just about 3.5 feet, I guess.
And you said watermelon sugar as something that you just like mix with water to drink, which is
why is that a Harry Styles?
Those were the three. You also mentioned Bandersnatch, which is not connected to Harry Styles. Has nothing to. I mean, I guess it's British. Also.
But that's like cowboy lingo.
I'm 100% sure that it's not.
Yeah, Bandersnatch up in this piece is
Cowboys
that's
do not
sort of that's like from Deadwood. That's what Ian McShane's character would say that I think every morning
because Swearingen.
I guess
he'd be like, because Bandersnatch, it's the odor.
Said it to the head.
Does not say Bandersnatch up in this.
Bandersnatch is old outlaw language for kind of the era. The smell in a whorehouse.
It's bastardized because bandits, there was like trained bandits and bandits, and they'd call them banders because they had these sort of like accent, you know, language was so much, it wasn't as codified. So it was like, they call them banders, and then those banders snatched that train booty, and then, you know, they spend it, of course, at the house of ill repute. And so people walk in and go, smells like that Bandersnatch.
Which is where Snatch came from.
The goods of the, yes. Mm-hmm. That's where the movie Snatch was inspired from.
Durs, you're defending all of these choices, and you're saying that, like, you were involved in some way in...
And he's in it. If you listen to it, he's in it.
He's not in it.
Am I defending?
I did listen to it, and I was watching him as well.
What, but there's, you're in it. You agree.
I mean, you're saying I'm defending it, and I'm not even defending it.
Are we just going about this all wrong?
I'm living and I'm breathing it. So if that's defending,
Are we worried about the software when we should be worried about the hardware? I mean, Hayes, what are your levels at?
What I'm recording in my head.
Is this maybe a technical problem?
Are you thinking
my
vertically?
Headphones are too low to hear
or too high? Maybe it's getting muffled, distorted because something is not coming through.
I'm just trying to think outside the bun a little bit and get like.
I don't think they're too high. I try to keep keep them basically like a conversational level. But you're saying if I turn my headphones completely all the way up, I will be able to
all the way down. Yeah,
all the way down.
Well, because my going theory right now is you have them up too high.
Too high.
Maybe like blew out your eardrums.
Again, I mean they're at like 3 bars right now.
Can I ask a crazy question, Hayes? Have you ever even tried
24 bars.
Hey, can I just ask a crazy question? Have you ever even tried to listen to something with it all the way down? So then how would you know? I don't want to be condescending.
Accident. It's always just that I like can't hear, but I could also see Durs. I was like
so much excited for Durs to be a part
of
it,
and I was watching him, and he was kind of like bobbing his head along to the music, but I didn't see him talking.
Well,
either,
it was a clip. We've been over this. It was a clip.
It wasn't it.
These guys love it so much. They were mouthing along, as you know.
That was
kids.
A pre-recorded thing. So why is Brett here?
We nailed
for
it. Yeah,
Brett's here for rehearsal.
Brett's a fan
why
of yours.
You coming after
Brett's actually a fan of yours, Hayes. That's why he's here.
Sorry, but, Hayes.
Well,
it's been a while.
He's here for
you. Look
rehearsal.
Great.
That's awkward.
So Brett's not being compensated for this?
No, we're here early. Like Kevin just sent us the link to
the rehearsal.
We're doing like a rehearsal for like other stuff.
What is the other stuff? You keep saying that you're rehearsing something.
Well, or we want to explain everything out here. I mean, we don't want to give everything away.
Yeah.
I already told you I didn't want to give away these several clips that we're going to do.
Look, so
this is just awkward.
If I turn my headphones all the way down, then I'll be able to pick up Durs being in the because at this point, like that is one of the only things that could like salvage it for me. Durs is like a big, you know, he's like a big dog, like in this, like in this world, like he's got. Big
if you're talking about Clifford, sure, I'm Clifford, but otherwise, I don't know where you're
he's
going with this
Clifford,
big, like
know?
Big dog.
It's like you're like a big dog, like you.
Oh, sure, okay.
You know. If you're, like the t-shirts,
like I'm not on the porch.
Yeah.
I'm like yes, okay,
yeah.
So okay, I'm gonna turn this all the way down.
And excuse me,
right
I just
now
have
I
to
can't hear.
Keep going.
I'm still talking right now. I can't hear you anything can't hear any... you guys are saying.
Let's test.
Oh my God.
If you want to start the clip and maybe give like a little signal when the clip is starting, then I'll listen and like I'll see if I can pick up Durs like the way my headphones are set up right now. So again,
great.
Like, and
I love
also,
it. By the way, thank you.
Also, when it's over, because I can't hear.
By the way,
you guys
thank you so much.
So,
and Hayes, if you agree
now,
with me,
stop
and Hayes, if you agree
right
with
now,
me that you suck,
starting
and don't
when the clip is over,
say anything now.
Hey, Greyhound sucked. Okay. He must not be working. He fucking
he's really
lost.
Out.
Did you hear what he said?
I see that people are talking. I haven't seen any signal yet.
Did you hear what he said about Get Out?
The clip has started.
Greyhound was disappointing.
That was fucked up.
It's obviously not a clip, but that you guys have started doing this like version of Cowboy TV. Definitely can't hear Durs. Doesn't look like Durs is talking.
Don't need to.
I see Brett getting something out of his eye, so it doesn't look like he's playing guitar. Okay, signal. Okay.
Sometimes it's hard to find the right stick.
Well, you know, I myself, when I'm watching the cowboy TV, I gotta have the circumstances just right, and that means scooching to the right area. Of course, making sure I got my remote batteries in, which is a nice firm handle on my stick, and making sure the stick is the right length as well.
Yeah. Because sometimes you want to throw a little wiener on there and throw it in the cowboy TV and heat it up.
Well,
funny how cowboy TV, a fire, can also cook your food.
Isn't it wild to think about how something hot like a cowboy TV can provide me with a hot meal? And
for both
hours and hours of binge-watching streamy television, Black Mirror, Bandersnatch-style stuff. Well,
yeah.
I do like that quite a bit. Boy, I'll tell you what, I done kirked me up a tasty hot dog on this old stick here, my remote, for the Cowboy TV, and it's all just about done being kirked right here.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think I'm going to change my name. I'm done being kirked myself.
Well, yeah, you're one... done Kirk, ain't you then, Kirk? Or should I say Mr. Former Kirk, who's done Kirk? Hey, I see another cowboy over there. Why don't we give him a wave and an old cowboy TV howdy? Howdy, other cowboy!
Woohoo!
Yeah, this has been a really good episode of Cowboy TV, but I am falling asleep.
Yeah, so, me too. It gets you sleepy, doesn't it?
It sure do, and the scent of the open air and the Cowboy TV crackling smells just like the snatch from a bander hall.
Up in this piece.
Thank you, brother. Howdy, brother.
Howdy.
Tell you what. If I fall asleep and roll into the fire, make sure you call 911 and maybe they'll send my policeman to help me out and an ambulance as well. I suppose you don't need the police really.
Well,
for that.
Yeah, you probably don't want them around.
Oh, look, the reception's coming in better.
Yeah.
On account of new log just caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just threw another log in there. Funny how it gets the fire roaring once again, feeding the lion. It'll never go out if you don't want
it
to.
No, this is really... Is it still...
Eternal.
Much longer than the other. It feels longer.
Who's that?
Okay. I didn't hear any of it.
Okay.
I heard nothing. Looking at Durs, he was doing like a marionetting thing for the very beginning. Then he stopped. Then he ate something.
Protein bar.
Okay. It was really chewy.
Okay. You've never had a protein bar?
What brand are we working with here, Durs? What's the sugar content there?
Oh, wow.
Give us some details.
And now we're really giving stuff away.
Is it a Builder's?
Oh,
it's the one.
One. Okay.
We're
the
talking one.
One mouth.
1 gram of sugar.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Wow. And need I tell you that it's a s'mores flavor.
Oh.
It's a brand tie-in. It's a tie-in with the marshmallow stuff.
Make that out of
But Haze, you're just...
Were they talking about marshmallows in
everywhere.
This last...
And you're drowning yourself in judgment and not even realize the product tie-in.
I didn't hear anything. And so I don't, I mean, like,
cha-ching.
I have no judgment on it at all. I didn't hear anything. The headphone issue, like, it seems like it was totally unrelated to
I'm about
what
to walk.
I was hearing before.
And I never leave meetings and I'm about to walk.
You're losing the big dog.
You're losing the big dog.
The big dog is getting lost by you. You drop the leash.
I feel horrible when you say that because my whole goal has been to get you to have
the doggy bag.
Have a presence in this show, in this product. If there's anything I can bring to this, it is encouraging.
Well, we
you.
Added a third cowboy.
Oh.
In this clip, we added a third cowboy.
I did. I mean, I couldn't hear it. I didn't. That's what happened.
Oh, we said howdy to another cowboy. Yeah. He sat down. He set up in this piece. Like
he said,
the
cowboys,
that was
cowboys
crazy.
Went to sleep.
That was so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The cowboys got tired and went to sleep.
They went to sleep.
they went to sleep for a second, right. And then they got real sleepy. And then like they watched the fire some more.
They made some hot dogs and they started to fall asleep.
This is what cowboys do.
I love that.
You good,
yeah.
Son?
Are you okay?
I mean, and kind of weird,
fire's
right?
Fire's like a nighttime thing.
Mm-hmm.
Durs is eating a bar, and then the cowboys start to eat something. Pretty weird how that works out, huh?
Wait a minute.
And we're trying.
Durs is the third cowboy.
Sean,
you know?
What did I say? I go, I don't know. I think it's going to be a little too in your face. I guess it wasn't in your face enough.
We might overcome.
I was wrong again. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again.
Are you willing?
And now
to
you
like,
owe me a Coke. So now nobody owes anyone a Coke.
Or even.
It's just a wash.
If
I could
are
give you
willing
one and you give it back, but I feel like
stay
let's
involved
just not
in this
even.
Durs.
I'd actually
I
like to do that. I haven't seen you for a while.
Okay. I'll bring it by.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do like a from the guy who like brought you workaholic, you know, like that kind of branding on something like this, and like,
I mean,
it's
so different. I feel like that might set up,
isn't that? I feel like
that might hurt us.
Yeah, I feel like that goes without saying. And Sean and I, we went back and forth.
You think it goes
back
without
and forth
saying.
And back and forth about it? But I think it's stronger if it's just all Mindy Project.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Are you willing to say that you're the guy that brought us Mindy Project?
Carrie, yes.
Part of it.
Yeah.
What, from the guy?
Definitely one of the minds.
Yeah, and Ben can tell you a lot about it too, as he is the guy from the most famous teaser in the series run. So
yeah,
Ben was part of it. Yeah.
To say I'm one of the guys who brought you.
And yours was with a horse as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a horse in mine.
Yeah, which is, ties into Cowboy TV. I mean, this is all kind of perfect.
Right.
Okay. I think most people associate with like Mindy as being the person who like the mind behind that show. And I think
this is such a revelation
for the guys. Mindy is late night. The men that brought you the Mindy Project.
Well, who do you think taught me?
Late night? Okay.
Who do you think taught me this?
And he's doing the puppeteer hand. You're saying that Mindy Kaling taught you to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, she was also in the show. She's right. On screen. She's in almost every scene. Like,
Is that the way things have to be, Hayes? Is that the way things have to be?
Vulture magazine made a list of all of Mindy's dates, and when it got to mine, it said, who the fuck is this guy? So people are wondering, like,
they're
who
going
is
like,
this
where,
guy?
Where
like,
has he been? Yeah, like,
and by the way,
what is he up to now? Yeah, like,
and we're talking
about a great answer,
because obviously, when you're a cowboy, you're out, you know, in a hot day, and guess what's circling? Buzzards, also known as vultures. So, mm-hmm. Trust me, the tie-ins
cowboy
are going
TV,
to be
also known as fire.
The tentacles are out there, Hayes.
Okay,
how much longer are you guys going to be here? Because I do have rehearsal.
Right. I guess we're probably, it's up to Hayes. Like, we're probably close to kind of
let me see my schedule
paper here.
I can push something. I can push something. Let me just,
I'll push something too. Everybody, let's push something, because this is too important. We have to get this right.
Mm-hmm. And okay. By the way, Hayes,
I'm
can we just start talking about pluses instead of minuses?
I just want to go back to the Mindy Kaling vulture list. They did rank all of her love interests from worst to best. Mm-hmm. Scrolling through here, I see Ben Feldman.
Love Ben Feldman.
Mm-hmm.
Of Superstore fame.
And I see at number two, and it says Anders Holmes.
That's actually an inside joke I have.
With Vulture. Okay.
Yeah. And it kind of works into the Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm. I don't
and
see
like
Bang
Holmes
Garage,
and
man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's weird.
And I do see a lot like comments not mentioning Bang Garage Man at all.
They censored
you,
dude.
This might be
the shadow band.
Might be an old version of the list.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, are you on dark web or?
Yeah.
You on Wayback Machine? Wayback Machine.
No, I'm just on Vulture.
Okay. You're not on the dark web?
And I don't think so.
I don't know what kind of like old shit is on like your internet, but
I mean, I don't think my internet gets the dark web.
Everyone gets the dark web.
People are pissed about this list in the comments. Boy.
Well, hey, guess what? That's part of what we do here. And we're getting you revved up about the whole concept. So
that's engagement, like getting people pissed about those.
You love it. You hate it. You're talking about it.
The Cowboys are talking Durs about the list. The Cowboys are talking about Mindy's love interest.
He's puppeteering it. I understand that. He's marionetting it. I don't like. I would just love his name attached to this in any way at all. You say it goes without saying. I disagree with that. I think it would be great to say it on the poster or anywhere.
Honestly, if people can't tell that it's Durs marionetteering this. Mm-hmm. Like, if they can't hear it in the quality and like the level of like the content, then I would say that's really not the audience that we're seeking out.
Right. If they can't see how like it's savage because of my involvement.
If they can't hear that, the
audience that you want will hear this and hear that it is savage.
Yeah.
And they'll know that Durs is involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they'll have to have listened to it already, which
I want them to.
But they will have listened to it already because they've typed in Harry's Styles by accident, clicked on the link.
So it's called,
automatically going
to
prompt.
I get it. So it's just a trick for people who are interested in Harry Styles to type one character wrong.
Trick.
And this comes up.
Okay, look.
Is it possible you just scroll
past and it's Cowboy TV
on the dating list? Could there be like, could I be like above one on the dating list? Like, is there... Maybe it's like they're doing a different.
Well, number one is Danny Casilano.
Okay,
so that seems to me he was like the main. He's who Mindy ended up with.
Should we talk about his involvement or
don't fucking spoil that?
Danny Casilano is involved.
I have
in this?
One episode left.
Yeah. Well, the actor,
Chris Messina.
Yeah, Messina. We go to the same
gym. TV.
And we do that thing where I lay on my back and our hands are like this and we do push-ups off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it is fitness related, but I can't get into it.
Hmm. Okay. That helps us.
Uh-huh.
Hayes,
that's a value add.
It's called the mess hall. Then that's it. And then I stop there. And it has to do with nutrition, fitness.
Okay. If we can get Chris... Then yes.
He's coming around. I knew it. This is the haze I know. This is the haze I know.
And I could feel it. And he's playing hardball a little bit, which
can we actually get him?
It's about making it good.
Get him, baby. We got him.
He's involved.
Do you want to play the mess hall clip?
Yeah.
Just a short snippet?
No, okay.
Do you want?
Let's do it.
You're asking me?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like you're finally coming around and it's like, hey, do you want pizza? Yes. Here, take a slice. No. What? It's just
the whole, like,
we've done a lot of foreplay. We've done a lot of dickering. Now let's like consummate this thing, you know?
Yeah,
let's fucking.
Okay. And Chris Messina is. Okay.
Sometimes I like to just whittle wood by the fire.
Grill,
also known as Cowboy TV.
I get out my old whittling tool, also known as a knife, and I get a big hunk of wood.
Yeah.
And whittle away I do, right by the Cowboy TV. I hope the Cowboy TV doesn't eat my whittled wood.
And that's a possibility.
And it can, because it is a fire.
And it does eat wood.
And fire eats wood. Isn't that crazy to think about? The fire that is hot and gives us warmth, even on a hot night like tonight, can also give too much warmth to wood and eat it, consume it.
Yeah.
Fire's made of wood in some ways.
Yeah, and we don't want to talk about crazy wildfires at all because it's too much of a bummer. We're just two guys sitting by the fire whittling wood, watching Cowboy TV. I don't even pay attention to what I'm whittling.
Let me change the channel on the Cowboy TV and throw some of these whittling shavings in there. But I think what we got is a new episode starting up now, and looks like a good one. In fact, it stars none other than the guy from Live By Night.
Live By Night
had a small part in Argo. He's answering the phone or he's not answering the phone.
Pretty decent set of pecs on that guy. I wonder what his routine is.
I'll tell you what, he got to do something to take care of that. When he's leaving, I say, Chris, Messia. See you later, Chris.
This is it. This is Chris Messina's involvement in the show. You're a liar.
He's a big part of it.
You are. We can cut it early.
I will say, Hayes, that was not the clip I thought that we were going to play.
There's a second one where we talk about it.
No,
as
do you guys have the clip?
I'm not. No, we're not playing it.
There's a second one where we discuss him.
We're not doing it.
Okay.
We're not doing it.
I would love to hear it.
Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.